Invasion Day, dude.
To you as well.
To you and yours, a happiest of Invasion Days.
It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is that what you're going to wear on the float?
Yeah.
That's really just amazing.
I don't see...
You look very much like the... Which Disney princess is it you're dressed as? I can't tell.
How dare you? Belle.
Belle! Right, I should have known.
How dare you not know? I'm not positive I'm a float guy, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know...
Should be fun.
Yeah, exactly. Should be a good damn time.
Sure.
Darn good time.
Sure, sure.
That darn cat.
We're going to check in with Frank.
Yeah.
From the morning show.
Yep.
A couple times this afternoon.
Yep.
Down at Disney California Adventure.
Today's a big day. We've been giving away tickets for the last 420 years, and today's the day when we take over tonight at 9 o'clock.
That is correct. One American dollar on the program today?
Yes.
I might be able to earn one back.
You might get a buck.
You have two, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe that's right.
Yes, and I have zero. And that's not cool.
Yeah.
Odd facts on today's show in the 4 o'clock hour.
Odd facts.
Odd facts. I came across an article about why all airline seats are blue.
They are? I thought they're multicolored. They
some are multicolored, but they're mostly bluish.
All right. Well, that's kind of frightening. I'm a little frightened what the reason might be.
There is a reason.
It's a lot easier to find them underwater at the bottom of the ocean.
It's not that.
Okay.
But there is a reason for it, and it was a little surprising.
There's always a reason pretty much for everything.
Yes, which is a lot of stuff that's surprising, so that's why in 4 o'clock hour, odd facts. Stuff we might not know.
Yeah, right. Okay.
You know, we may have to just judge on the fly.
Yeah.
Because people can make stuff up.
Oh, you bastards. Don't do that.
No, please.
That's terrible.
You and I would do that in a second.
Never.
And at 5 o'clock, we play 5 songs in a row with a theme, and that theme is titles with the word...
Yeah, I don't even know.
Good.
Oh, good. Oh, the good songs.
The good songs.
Right, I gotcha. Okay.
Good. You read my own writing. And then by writing, I mean typing. Titles with the word good. That's coming up today on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
It's also the KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure Park.
Our very first invasion. We're so proud.
Our first invader is Heidi.
Hey,
Heidi.
Hi, guys. Hey, first of all, I want to say I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller.
Yeah, I was thinking we've never actually spoken on the air all this time. We're like across the great divide of morning and afternoon.
I know. It's very strange. I'm a little bit jealous. But, you know, Kevin, as you know, getting up in the morning is not fun.
It's the worst. And I don't envy you at all.
I'm a little jealous of you.
Yes.
I know. I'm a little jealous.
All right. Let me tell you two things that are the best thing about this shift. You ready? You can do anything you want at night, all night, including drinking. And then you can sleep in even with a hangover and still make it to work.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so jealous.
Yep.
But, you know, we're making it work here in the morning on the Heidi and Frank show. And I got to say, I was in traffic just moments ago, and I finally pulled up to Disneyland Hotel for our big takeover, and it is absolutely magical. You know, I've never been here before.
Oh, you're kidding.
What?
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow, you're a virgin. So, nice.
I'm a virgin, which is weird to shout that out while I'm in the lobby of the Disneyland Hotel. Yeah,
maybe don't in that particular instance.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm always happy to help people say the wrong things. Yeah. That's my
We're
going
to have to tell every KLOS listener to turn around and go back because Heidi ruined it for us.
I know. Yeah, don't be screaming, I'm a virgin in the Disneyland Hotel lobby. Just a little tip.
Yeah, that's a good tip.
So how's it going to work?
I'm really excited. We're gonna do this takeover at 9 o'clock. Everybody else has to leave the park, and it's only, you know, our listeners who are going to be there, and no waiting in line for rides, and it's total VIP treatment.
So you've never been, so you don't know. I was going to ask you what ride you can't wait to do, Heidi, but you don't know yet.
All of it. All I know, there's a ride that's called Wine.
Yeah, you're already on that one, I've heard.
That might be true.
Yay! Yeah, I love that on the south side down there in California's Disney Adventure, you can actually purchase some alcoholic beverages. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might have a little cocktail or two, but I'm just really excited. I think for me, what's fun is to watch the others, you know, excitement. These family four packs were such a hot item.
Yep. So expensive.
As you guys know, and to see, you know, and I know there are a lot of kids that are getting to come to Disney California Adventure tonight, and then they get to take off, you know, school tomorrow.
Yeah.
So imagine that little butterfly feeling in their stomach.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the best day ever.
Yes.
So I just watching that, I think, for me, is the most exciting part, just to see how excited everybody is.
It is going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch them run from place to place.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Elbowing people out of the way as they get there.
Except there won't be anybody to elbow because
that's true. Good point.
That's right. Yeah, that's
true.
Just take off running.
Yeah.
just for the sake of running. Well, it sounds fun. You're going to be down there all afternoon.
Going to be down here all afternoon, and then I'm going to make my way into the park at some point and decide which ride I'm going to ride. I've got some friends meeting me here, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, so Frank and Johnny and Jordan and everybody's going to be there, right?
Well, yeah, those aren't the friends I'm talking about. We're not really.
No, she said really friends.
Close. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, those are just, you know, guys I have to talk to every day.
Woo!
Yes, they're going to be here too. The whole Heidi and Frank crew will be at the park, and you know, we always love getting together outside of the radio station, so this is one of those times where we're just going to really let loose because we don't have to work.
Are you going to be in a parade?
I totally forgot about that.
Yes, you are.
In a parade.
Yep.
Yeah, Kevin came in dressed as Belle, so he's ready to get on the float.
Oh my God! Please take pictures of that. No, all over social media.
He keeps slapping the camera out of my hand.
It's weird. I'm not letting it, not allowing it.
I understand.
It's probably copyrighted, so I can't.
That's the reason,
right?
Yeah, that's
yes,
good excuse.
That's true.
We have to worry about that. Well, have a great time, Heidi, and we'll talk to you guys again a little bit later on.
Can't wait. Love you guys.
Thank you,
Heidi. Yay! Of course, generally in Vegas, I'm a lot drunker, but.
Yes, true.
Oh, we're on the air.
Hi. We're continuing a conversation off the air. It's probably best left off the air.
I guess so.
It's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and it's about time for me to win some money back.
Yeah, man. Let's play One American Dollar. I love this contest.
You have won two times.
I have
won 0 times.
So far.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's really weird. We have found that, first of all, I mean, you know, when you're on the spot and have to come up with 10 things or 4 things that you know really well.
This game is super easy if you're not playing it.
Exactly. If you're playing along at home.
If you're sitting in the chair and you're looking at the guy asking you the question, your mind goes blank.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm, like, floored how some of these things are, like...
I assume everyone listening is screaming at us.
Yeah. Yes. And I love that.
Come on.
Okay.
Say anything that makes sense. Anything.
Well, get ready to scream some more because it's another edition of One American Dollar.
Right.
And here's your topic for today. Fish. You eat fish, right?
I do eat fish.
So if you go to a restaurant, you might order a certain kind of fish, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking for, there's a list of 10 here. I'm going to give you a choice. You can take the 10, this is data in pounds per capita based on raw national marine fisheries.
I don't even know what that means.
Which is to say the most fish caught? Sold.
Oh, sold. Okay.
Yeah. So the most popular fish is what it really boils down to. You can choose between the year 2010 or 2011.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's a two. I have
How do I
reason.
Know the difference?
I know. Why would you? I don't think that matters. But, you know, choose a year.
I'll take either one.
Okay, good. Take
so
2010 because I can see it.
This is the
most fish that sold for consumption.
So I assume it's the most eaten.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, they're not putting them in tanks, so.
How many do I need to get right? How many guesses do I have?
I mean, I think it's kind of hard. So out of 10, let's say three. Three seafood fish, you know.
Seafood fish what? What?
Yeah, exactly. No. I mean, items to eat. Consume.
Oh, three items to eat.
Yeah.
How many guesses do I get?
I'm going to give you five.
Five guesses
five
to
get
three
right. Yeah.
All right. Turn up my machine here so I can...
I can do it. I'll do you.
Oh, you can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my little buzzer and my bell ready to go.
Define do me.
All right.
fish. So I would say the most eaten fish is salmon.
Salmon. Salmon is not the most eaten fish. However... It is on the list, so there's one.
It's in the top 10, okay.
It is on the top 10, yes.
So I got one. I need to get two more.
You need to get two more.
I
hope I don't part with my dollar. That's a lot of money. You know, times are hard.
You don't eat goldfish. You don't eat shark, really. Tuna!
Tuna seems
Boom,
like...
Boom, sucker!
Seems like a definite yes, and as it turns out, yes.
That's
number
what I'm
two
talking
on
about.
The list. Canned tuna,
oh,
by
how
the
about
way.
That?
Canned.
I got one in two.
So I'll give you that, yeah. No,
right.
I didn't say one. You got one of the ones.
Oh, gotcha.
Salmon
is not one.
No,
okay.
But it is on the list. But canned tuna is number two. There's something ahead of it.
You keep saying canned. Is
no,
there
just
a different
for that
kind
one.
Of tuna?
Just for tuna.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose. I mean, yeah. Like, for example, I get tuna at, like,
But I'm
shrimp.
Saying, are you making that distinction because you're
it's
looking
the
at
list.
The list
yeah.
and it's on the list
yeah.
that's in the another form?
Only, no. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very crafty
yeah.
of you. No, just tuna one time, my friend.
Okay.
One time tuna.
Salmon tuna.
Once you go tuna, you'll never go back. I don't know what that means.
yellowtail.
Delicious fish.
I'm thinking sushi.
Yellowtail.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to get things wrong occasionally, I guess.
All right, so three guesses, so I have two more guesses. Did you give me five guesses to get three?
I gave you...
I'm going to put that out there. You gave me five guesses.
Yeah, five guesses okay. to get three. That's right. So you have three guesses so far, and you've gotten two right.
Salmon... Goldfish? No. You can't eat goldfish. Can you eat goldfish? No. Halibut.
Just for the halibut?
Halibut.
Just for the halibut.
And I good have to, old halibut.
You know, it is a delicious thing, but not on the list of the 10
what?
Most sold in pounds across the world.
What?
In the year 2010. No halibut.
What kind of fish
are wrong. You got one more, baby. You got one more.
Don't
come
call
on,
me baby.
Hey, what do you
call me baby?
Dollar sweetheart. Well, you are dressed as Belle today.
That's true.
I mean, what can I do?
What do you fish for?
I'll tell you one of the two of these. I don't have any idea what they are.
Oh, yeah. You don't? Okay.
No.
Trout is my final guess.
Trout is your final
Thank
guess.
Thank you, and trout. Give me a dollar. Oh, how dare you?
I wanted to give you the dollar. I really did.
How is that possible? Tell them, read the list.
All right, here we go. Number 10. Clams.
Oh, go to hell.
Okay. And then, I don't know what this is. Pangasius. Pangasius?
Don't either. Go ahead.
Cod is sure. number, what is that, 7? I don't know. Crab?
Of course.
And isn't that annoying? Here's one. Catfish.
Oh, come
right?
on.
And I almost accidentally said, you know, catfish. You want to fry up a nice pan of catfish.
Catfish
and
then I thought, is not considered good, even. It's considered bad fish.
It sold 0.800 pounds.
What the?
In the year 2011 right. across the world. Alaska pollock is...
Never heard of it.
Number 5 or all whatever. Right. And then this one I hadn't heard of. T-I-L-A-P-I-A. Tilapia. Talipa.
Don't right? know.
Salmon, what you got is number 3. Mm-hmm. Canned tuna, what you got is number 2. And you're going to, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
This is the one that sold by far the most.
It's not even close.
Yeah, no. 4.0 whatever,
all right.
metric tons, I don't know. Of shrimp.
Shrimp.
Dude. Shrimp. Freaking shrimp. Jack in the Box sells it.
So dumb. I'm so dumb.
You're so close to that dollar, though.
I'm so dumb, but I didn't get it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Bad fish. That was in honor of... Oh, you lost. I'm sorry. I forgot.
You did lose.
We had a one American dollar contest.
Everybody knows fish. Texting me shrimp.
It always is number one. I always miss number one. The most... Easy answer.
I just
one
want to
I
say again, it's always easier when you're not in the hot seat. All the answers come to you.
With until, Wally George.
Until you're sitting on the hot seat with Wally George, and then your mind goes blank. At 100%. One point, the only thing I think of is goldfish, so that's, that says a
yeah,
lot
Yeah, you were really
me.
Obsessed with eating goldfish.
You're really dumb.
There, yeah.
It's time for People Are Dumb.
People are dumb.
Uh-huh.
When you're a dumb dumb.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin and Slugger,
yeah.
They ought to know.
This feature is almost exclusively men.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
As men really are pretty dumb.
Just pretty dumb.
Two Fayetteville women charged after making fake bomb threats against Campbell's Soup.
Why would anyone get so mad at Campbell's Soup? It's good.
That's a great question.
Wow.
I don't know. This comes out of North Carolina. Two Fayetteville women in Arkansas.
Hey, we know that town pretty well,
we
you
do.
And I. That's weird. Okay.
Two women were arrested on Wednesday after authorities say they made multiple false bomb threats against the Campbell's Soup Company. Adriana Bell, 23, and Montanique Ziegler, 20, were both arrested and charged with felony conspiracy and making a false report concerning a destructive device. Now, this is weird. Mm-hmm. Wilkins said that Ziegler previously worked for the factory.
Well, she had worked there at Campbell's Soup.
But was terminated for something unrelated to the bomb threat.
So she got terminated, and then X amount of time later,
no.
she gets together with her friend. Oh, she was terminated later.
She was terminated after the bomb threat.
After the bomb threat.
For something else, which means I don't think they tied her to it yet.
Or Campbell's Soup is down with people making bomb threats.
I doubt
that. They work
that.
There only if they
I
work
doubt
there.
That because they have to stop production and throw out all the soup, and it costs a lot of money.
There goes the cream of chicken.
Right. But imagine,
how do they get that anyway, by
imagine
the way?
She's calling in bomb threats.
Wait, what are you doing? And then you go to work.
And then she gets fired for something else.
Maybe she was hoping to not have to go into work for a while. We got a bomb threat. We better send everybody
I guess
home.
We should go home tonight.
Hey, that's
just every day.
Brr, brr.
Nope.
Hello?
Nope.
KLOS?
No, at the other place, we had a guy do that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One of our friends was put in jail for the weekend.
So not a very wise plan.
Let's not do that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Did you know that there is a reason why most plane seats are a shade of blue?
Well, I remember in the 70s they were multicolored usually, which always annoyed me. It was kind of annoying. But yeah, they have kind of gone uniform, and no, I did not know.
I mean, clearly there are exceptions, but for the most part, from Ryanair to British Airways to American Airlines, the world's largest airline.
Right.
Seats are blue.
Huh. Why? Okay. All right. Yeah. Why then?
What's up the with psychology that? Behind that? It's clearly not a coincidence.
Oh, it must be. Well, let me guess. Is this a dollar? Do you have a dollar on the?
I don't.
Nah, damn it.
No,
is it to chill people out because blue is a calming color? Is that kind of.
Have you read this?
No.
Blue is
just a very smart man.
Blue is associated with the positive qualities of trust, efficiency, serenity, coolness, reflection, and calm.
Now, my absolute favorite Virgin used to have like kind of purple lighting, and it was sort of all sort of bluish purple.
Yeah,
in the
all
cabin.
They do all of that. The lighting they do for a reason. Yeah. There's some soundproofing on the walls so that you can't hear the engines quite so much. Yeah, there's a lot of science behind all of those things.
Very interesting and psychology.
I find odd facts to be interesting.
Love now, them.
There's a lot of them online, and they're not necessarily all true.
Right. Sure. Of course.
But if we have an odd fact. We'd like to hear it at 818-955-KLOS. This hour, we're doing odd facts.
Right.
Like, here's one, and I don't know how to back it up. A red-haired man is more likely to go bald than anyone else.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which I don't understand completely.
No.
There is a city called Rome in every continent.
That doesn't surprise me. That's weird.
The number of births in India each year is greater than the entire population of Australia.
Oh, man.
Now, again, I don't know that these are true, but they are listed as true on the internet. Sure. So.
Yeah, and then the internet's always truthful. Since 1912, you've been able to rely on the intrawebs.
New York City has 570 miles of shoreline.
Well, that doesn't
seem possible.
No, that does make sense. It really does, because it being an island and everything. You know,
yes, but
it's very
only,
craggy. And,
but isn't it only like
it's
3 miles long?
I want to say it's about 30-some.
It is?
Southern tip to way up in Harlem. That
I think you're high.
No, it's quite a ways.
And
it's
by
a
high,
long,
I mean you've been smoking.
Of course.
In space, you can't cry because there's no gravity to make the tears flow.
I don't know. I know it would come out and float. I mean, we've seen that in movies.
Right. We've seen that in other body parts.
I mean, if you're really upset about something, like that joke just now,
yes.
I think you could force some tears out. Let's get who was the guy that walked on the moon first? Oh my God, Buzz. Let's get Buzz
Aldrin.
On the, yeah,
no.
Call him up at home.
Buzz, this is Buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
He'll punch you in the face.
Yeah, good for him.
That guy.
Yeah.
Every year,
that's
the
awesome.
Moon moves a half an inch further from the Earth. Well, I don't know if that's true.
I think I've read that somewhere before.
It's an odd fact.
Yeah, yeah. You know, actually, here's another one for you. The Earth has been spinning slightly faster recently. They're not really sure why, and they're contemplating adding a skip. What is it when it's a leap
second?
Like millisecond.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to the atomic clock.
We're getting fatter?
I'm not really.
So we're picking up speed?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
But isn't that weird?
But we want you to really believe them. We're not looking for you to make up funny ones.
No, no. We're looking for real facts.
Odd facts
that you're sure
that
are
that you've
true.
Come across. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah. In some weird way.
818-955-KLOS. Maybe we'll learn a little something today.
Ha!
Probably not.
No, probably not.
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about weird facts. Odd facts. KLOS. Hello.
If somebody drops acid and you have sex with them, you did it as well.
Oh, really?
Is that right? So you get dosed from having sex with somebody who took it?
Yep, and my boyfriend didn't tell me. I had to figure that out.
You found that out the hard way. Wow.
Man, what was some of your experience? What were some things that happened while you were tripping?
I was pissed off.
Of course you were angry.
I would have guessed so. Did you know that he does it at all? Anyway, even was it a complete surprise that he even does it?
No. It wasn't. I didn't think he did it all the time, and he didn't tell me.
Wow.
And
how about that?
Yeah, it was... it was not fun.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You never want to be surprise high. Never.
Right, yeah, that's very true.
Yes, yeah. Right on. So. Thank you for calling. Good fact to know.
Yes, good.
I wonder if the Mad Men knew that.
Also cuts way down on his chances of having sex after that.
Yeah.
She doesn't trust
him.
Oh, my
God. Totally.
That's craziness.
Bad job, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
Odd facts today. We're talking about odd facts. You have one?
Did you know that elephants go through 6 sets of teeth in their life? After that, they die of natural starvation.
Hmm. They go through 6 sets of, so they lose 6 sets of teeth, and then when they're out of teeth, they starve.
Yep, that's how they naturally die.
Huh.
Wow, that's weird. Unless some poacher jackass kills them ahead of time.
I feel like I need to check on that one.
Yeah, check that one out.
I need to double check that
one. Look on the intro
web. I think that may be questionable.
But a good, interesting fact. Thanks for calling, dude. All right, hi, KLOS. While you check that, we'll go to this one. What's the interesting fact you have for us today?
Where they came up with the word news.
News. Oh.
News.
Where'd they come up with that?
Northeast, west, and south. They cover everywhere.
Huh. I always thought it was new events. That's what I just thought, the newest event.
How about that?
I like that. I like that thought.
Northeast, west, south. That makes sense.
Yeah, covers all bases. Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What is your interesting fact?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank
My
you.
My fun fact is, whiskey is distilled beer, and brandy is distilled wine.
Is that right?
Brandy is wine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that I'll buy.
Interesting. All right. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I did not know that. How did you find that out?
I read it in a book.
There you go.
Must be true.
Right on. That's not as reliable as the internet, which
right,
is always reliable.
True, yeah.
But yeah. Thanks for calling, man. So did you look it up? Did you find...
Loss of teeth is the leading cause of death among mature elephants.
Loss of teeth is leading cause of death among mature elephants.
What?
People telling the truth. I like that.
What is happening?
Good on you. 818-955-KLOS.
Odd fun facts. Call now. We're going to check in with Heidi and Frank in the next hour from Disneyland.
California Adventure. They are down there for the first ever invasion, and they are broadcasting live-ish while you run around and take over the park.
We are talking about strange facts. Did you know, for example, and this is true because I checked it, somebody had tweeted it, that the unicorn is the official animal of Scotland.
Okay.
And it is.
All right. A proper unicorn or like there's
things it says that they, the unicorn. I don't know.
Has a horn. It's magical. That
sort
of thing.
Yes.
Well, there you go. Right on. Scotland, you said?
Scotland.
Scotland! Woo! Party! Good for them.
Pretty weird. All right. You have one?
How many spiders you eat in your lifetime
I hate this stat. I know.
I saw it on the lid of a Snapple drink.
Listen, if it's on the lid of a Snapple drink, it has to be true.
I think it's 12. It's like 12 or something like that on Snapple.
Eight.
Okay. I don't believe it at all. I don't think that's true.
It's more when you're camping.
I bet. Oh, that. You know what? That's probably true.
That I looked up says 20.
Oh my God, no!
Well, your house is not clean enough.
Oh my God, that is.
You need to seal up the crack.
No kidding.
I guess that's when you wake up and you're not hungry. You're kind of surprised. You're like, I'm kind of.
I talked to a woman one time who slept, and this is not a joke, with duct tape over her mouth.
Wow.
For that reason.
Really?
She had to breathe through her nose. But yeah.
I don't know that I blame her.
That's why your wife doesn't kiss you either.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you two knuckleheads doing?
What we do in the shadows. Go flip yourself.
I don't know what that means. Do you have an odd fact for us?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Yeah, and since, you know, it's tonight's KLOS Disney thing.
Mm-hmm.
The voices of Mickey and Minnie got married in real life.
Is that right?
That's absolutely true.
Let me see. Although it was kept a secret for nearly a decade, Mickey's voice from 77 to 2009 was actually married to Minnie's voice from 1986 to 2019. Look at that.
Well done.
Look at that.
Nice fact. And quite appropriate today, especially.
Yes, agreed.
Right on, dude.
That's why I did that. You know,
thank
nice
you for
one.
Calling. We
yeah,
appreciate
dude,
it.
Dude, thank you.
KLOS, hello.
I have an awkward, weird, random fact.
All right.
The time frame from President Lincoln's inauguration to Joe Biden's birth is less than Joe Biden's birth to his own inauguration.
Very strange.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I love that kind of stuff.
KLOS, hello.
Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
No.
Nobody has.
Why?
I don't know, man. I'm just telling it's a fun fact.
Okay. No, you know, I have never seen a baby pigeon. That's because the government replaced them all.
That's right. Birds
are real. Because they're all robots. Damn it.
Pigeons don't have babies. New pigeons grow inside of old pigeons until they explode out of them. This can't
be
true.
What are you reading?
Wow. This can't be true.
What are you reading?
It can't be true.
So they're aliens.
It can't be true.
Wow. That's funky. Dude, thanks for setting us off on this weird course.
No, that's not
thanks
possible.
For calling, man. That's 818-955-KLOS.
I looked that up quickly, and I guarantee it's not right.
So facts you do know or believe to be true.
Odd facts. Yes fun facts. Call them.
We have time for one more group of calls?
Yeah. One more group of what are you talking about? Is that true?
Strange facts. Odd facts. You have one?
Did you know cows have four stomachs? And horses are in labor, or not in labor. Horses take a year for their pregnancy.
Horses are pregnant for a year, and cows have four stomachs.
I knew the four stomachs bit.
Did you?
Yeah, because then that's why they chew the cud, and it comes back up, and it's kind of gross.
Yep.
Yeah. But I didn't know that about horses. Poor horses. Pregnant for a year. That's a bummer.
It's too long.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello. There's a strange phenomenon with the number 9.
Okay.
You can multiply any number by 9, add up the answer, and it will come out to 9.
What?
Okay, so 9 times...
multiply. So 9 times 9, and then you take that and you add it up, and it's going to be 9.
Oh.
9, right. And you can add any number you want. 8,765,000 times 9. You add them up individually, and it comes up to 9.
Wow, that's funky.
That's super bizarre. Weird.
What's 9's deal? What's it up to? You know, I'm a little suspicious of number 9.
I've always been suspicious
number
of 9.
Number 9. Right on. That's funky. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Charcoal was invented by Henry Ford.
By accident?
No. He was actually camping with Ansel Adams and a few other people.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted to make use of the boxes which came with the car parts. So he would dry them in the kiln and use those as charcoal for camping trips.
Huh.
It's on the Kingsford charcoal bag.
But that dude just was a very clever fella, wasn't he? I mean, let's talk about his 5-day work week, first of all.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hats off to him.
Should be 4.
Yeah. When was the last time you won a contest on the radio?
Never.
I was 9. And I won football tickets, and I went down to the station, and I was babbling with the DJ. I was so excited to be in the studio. Thought it was really cool. I was seeing how all of it was done.
Did you go
I was
to
like
game?
Asking a whole ton of questions. I was like, "How does that exactly work?" He told me everything. He showed me how the network news desk. He's like, "Why don't we talk on the air for a second?" And he put the microphone in front of my face, and I didn't say anything.
Nice.
I just sat there and I freaked out.
Well done. We've been giving away tickets a lot for the KLOS Takeover of Disney California Adventure
tonight,
which happens tonight. And some of these people will be there.
Did I win?
I can't tell you how long I've been trying to win.
Oh, no. I've been trying. Dang.
I'd like to invade if I can.
You were caller 13. You get to invade.
You're an invader.
Nice.
Cool. Yes. Adriana. My name is Adriana Guevara.
Yeah. No way.
Way.
God, I've been trying.
You are caller 13 and you got the Disney tickets.
Yes, I've been trying for 2 days.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Congratulations, Lance.
Invasion possible.
No way.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my God. Yay.
You win.
Yay.
Joni, are you calling to get into Disney California Adventure?
Yes.
You are caller 13.
Yes.
Heck yeah, thanks, Pluggo. That's badass.
Woo-hoo! Yes! Hi, it's Dawn.
Dawn, you're caller 13.
Oh, is that not enough?
No, that's the lucky number.
That's exactly enough.
That's perfect.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
yes.
You just like...
Yeah, right on.
Oh, that's super cool.
Super. It's super.
This is super.
But it's good. That's what we're doing now, the good songs.
Songs in a row with a theme.
And today's theme are songs with the word good in the title. So if you got something, 818-955-KLOS.
Also, give me five songs in a row with the word good in them. This is Nothing But a Good Time by Poison.
Noise! Hey, Hey, we got some tickets to give away, by the way. These guys doing some shows, and if you want to go see them, you keep listening. We'll tell you all about it on KLOS. Finally, it was 4,000 years ago. They all got together on stage over at Sirius XM and announced they're going to be doing the stadium tour, and finally, it's happening.
You're talking about this Saturday at SoFi Stadium. It is Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Joan Jett!
And sometime this hour, we're going to ask you these five songs in a row that we're playing.
You need to know all five songs, and if you're the right caller, we'll sneak you into that show.
We'll give you some tickets for that a little bit later on.
But we're still looking for suggestions for five songs with good in the title. What do you got?
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi there.
So we're in Southern California. The weather's beautiful. Let's go to the beach. How about some Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys?
Mm, that's pretty fair.
What a great suggestion.
I think that might have to go in.
Who's this?
All right, this is John.
John, that's a good suggestion.
All right,
I hate myself for saying that.
Have a good one, guys.
Wow, I have not heard that song for 150
Forever.
Years. Good suggestion. Good suggestion.
It is our Give Me Five song titles with the word good in them. KLOS, hello.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Delivering the Goods by Judas Priest.
Ah.
Rob Halford's birthday's today.
Oh, that's right. It is Rob. That's right.
Yes.
How can we possibly say no to Rob then?
Can't.
Happy birthday. Delivering the Goods on KLOS. Happy birthday to Rob Halford. He was one of the last guests we had on KLOS just before the lockdown happened.
It's his fault.
He showed up with Full Metal Jackie out of the Viper Room for a really amazing little interview. And then it was pretty much like that was it.
That was it.
Just kind of shut it all down.
Now we're back, though.
Yeah.
Now things are back.
Yeah. And so happy birthday to Rob. It is the KLOS Give Me Five.
Song titles with the word good in them.
And the first one we played at you, Good Times, Bad Times from Zep. Nothing But a Good Time from Poison. Good Vibrations by Request from the Beach Boys. Delivering the Goods right there. Judas Priest and one of my all-time favorites, Joe Walsh. Life's been good.
And we're going to ask you this. Before 6 o'clock, we're going to ask you for those five song titles in a row. And if you get them, you'll get two tickets to see Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at SoFi this Saturday.
Going to go to the stadium tour if you can remember all five songs. Give you a chance to win soon.
That wraps up. Give me five
life
songs with the word good in the title.
It's been good. Life's been very good. You know, sometimes stay until 4. It's hard to leave when you can't find the door. I love that. song.
Sluggo talks in lyrics all the time.
I do.
And yet, if you ask him lyrics, he cannot come up with them.
No matter what happens. I just have ones lodged in my head. Oh, my. Oh, hell yeah.
Today is the day we're doing the KLOS takeover of Disney California Adventure, and we are going to talk to Heidi from Heidi and Frank coming up next.
It's the latest thing from the Chili Peppers, tip of my tongue. Do you know those guys are in a battle to the death with the Foo Fighters?
Over what?
MTV's Group of the Year.
Oh.
They're asking people to vote for either the Chili Peppers or Foo Fighters.
And then somebody has to be put to death?
Yeah, whoever doesn't win is actually going to have to go down, which is kind of sad for the Video Music Awards.
It is, yes.
Yeah, oh well.
KLOS, who's this?
My name's Dave.
Dave, you want to go to the stadium tour this Saturday at SoFi?
I would love to.
All right. Tell us what the five songs were on our precious little countdown tonight. We can make that happen.
Well, okay, we had Good Times, Bad Times.
Yay.
Yes.
Nothing But a Good Time.
Damn straight, yay.
Good Vibration.
Yeah.
Yep.
Delivering the Goods.
Yeah. Judas Priest!
Nice.
And life's been good, baby.
You going to the stadium.
Look at that.
Right on!
You got two tickets to see Def Leppard,
Motley
Crue, Poison, Joan Jett, and the Blackheart.
Can start my birthday week early.
Oh, nice. Happy birthday.
There you go.
And we'll start it off with a spanking. They'll drag you up on stage and spank you in front of everybody.
Woo-hoo! That's happened before, actually.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learn, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo offered me one American dollar if I could name three of the top 10 fish.
The most popular to consume fish.
I failed that I couldn't think of number one, shrimp.
Everybody had to have been screaming, shrimp, shrimp,
son of a bitch.
Which must sound really weird to the neighbors.
If we talked about strange facts, the unicorn is the national animal of Scotland.
I love Scotland. That I always have.
True.
And now I love them even more.
And heading out to Disney's California Adventure tonight. See everybody there.
Yeah, we'll see you there for the takeover. And bye. Proving they were quite ahead of their time, most of the debut album from Boston was recorded in Tom Scholz's basement studio. and was released on this day in rock in 1976. The self-titled debut album went on to become one of the best-selling albums, debut albums of all time. Jimmy Page and Robert Plant got together in a London studio on this day in rock in 1994 to record a little concert that became the MTV special Unleaded. It was on this day in rock in 2022 when KLOS took over Disney's California Adventure.